once and for all. Okay, that's a good statement for Sukkot. So Rav Moshe says like this. If Echod Yoredin, the Chosef, somebody has a hard time and he goes, loses all his money, Ben Bekoch, Asik Shalosh, Shakorim, Peshitas Regal, bankruptcy, he's in a situation of bankruptcy, and he's officially declared bankrupt according to the laws of the land. Also, the Shum Balchov, Litvos Batso, even though our law allows Balchov a debt, one who wants the creditor to collect his debt by taking something, it's now also been to do that. Why? Because this is a law which is applicable to every member of state, and therefore Dini Malchus Dina. Because any law which is Tikkun HaMedina is applicable. It can even override Halacha and Torah if it's Dini Malchus Dina in a fashion which is recognized, which means it's Tikkun L'chol HaMedina. Yeah? It's relevant to everybody. Mela Avi Zel of Sakra Ramad. That's what the Ma'a Paskins. That Dini Malchus applies to every subject, but there is limitation. It has to be Tikkun HaMedina. This is Tikkun HaMedina. Okay? Bankruptcy, very good for commerce. But what's the problem? That's good, that Rav Moshe Feinstein. The problem is, there's another Rav Moshe Feinstein says like this. Savaza Isha, a woman, a married woman, makes a will. Not a halek, like, well, just a simple secular will. According to Halacha, a will, a secular will, is nothing. According to Halacha, secular wills are nothing, but Dina Malchus Dina says, Avada, it works. And therefore, Avada, halachically, now it's binding because Dina Malchus Dina. Zel of Sakhara, that's according to Ramah. Okay, so Reboskin, that's Reboskin, the whole Dina Malchus applies in every subject, so therefore it applies by a secular will, it's being binding, it can actually uproot Hilchus Yerusha. Problem is, with this Yerusha is a twofold problem. We've got a problem. What's the problem? The problem is this, we know Dina Malchus Dina is not applicable everywhere. Only if it's Tikkun HaMedina. What's Tikkun HaMedina means? It applies the last right Moshe, first one Moshe. It applies by this shorter society called commerce. That's the bankruptcy law. Okay, that's Tikkun HaMedina. But why secular wills by my married woman should it be called Tikkun HaMedina? Who says that's called Tikkun HaMedina? Bakhla. Because what's the Tikkun HaMedina? Loshen is, it's the Geir, the Kol Avchei Medina. It's the Geir, this law that secular wills are valid, is the Geir, the Kol Avchei Medina, that's called Tikkun Medina.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have our kind of wills, you'd be a mule.
So Matthias wants to suggest, yes, anyone wants to say no?
It's not a Tikkun for the Jews.
Not a Tikkun for the Jews.
Is it Tikkun? If it's Tikkun Medina, what does the word? Let's say Medina means everybody. Tikkun means it's something beneficial for society, because without it, it's society will have a loss.
Single member of society.
Okay, so I'm not worried about the Medina. Is this law that says you can write secular wills something which would without it? Oh no. We'll have a chassaron over here. It's not going to work properly over here.
Yeah,
the way
people aren't going to have a way to manage their assets. They're even going to get up with a gun.
Is there a way of managing your assets according to halacha, according to how you want to do it?
Not for goyim.
Is there a way, according to halacha, having to have to follow secular wills?
Yes.
So therefore, what do you mean? Why do you need to make this law?
No,
I can do it the way which
they
is proper.
Made the law for the goyim.
For the goyim, not for me, the Jews, not
it
for the
doesn't
Jews.
Doesn't matter. They made it for society. Society needs it. That's
not okay. Good for the Jews.
It doesn't matter. That's not what Dina Malchus Dina depends on.
The whole world depends on it. Okay. Now, the riot, the biggest riot I've got is that Matthias is absolutely and utterly wrong. Is that the Ramah himself says that when it comes to Hilchus Yerusha and you want to follow secular law to how to dish it out or how to control it, it has no power whatsoever to get involved in Yerusha.
Not true, because he's not talking about Yerusha there.
He's talking about Yerusha. He's talking about Yerusha. And it's for Yerusha. It's coming from the Rashba, the same shitta which he passed him before. It's coming from the Rashba. That says it flies everywhere, but doesn't apply when it's not Tikkun HaMedina. And the example of that, not Tikkun HaMedina, is when you're telling the Torah. I don't want to follow the Yerusha laws. I want to do my own thing according to how I want to dish it out. That's called an example of where it doesn't work. So how can Rav Moshe say, this is Pesach Ramah, this is that Rashba that says it flies all across the world as long as it's Tikkun Medina? What do you mean? This is Gufa, the classic example written in Shulchan Aruch and Rashba, where it doesn't apply. Big question, which we ended last week. Now, let's analyze. How are we going to get around this apparent problem? The Moshe is saying Yerusha works. Well, that's the classic thing, but it doesn't work. So, we have to go a bit further in being mastered exactly what is called Tikkun Medina, where it works, when it doesn't work. Maybe things have changed. You can say things have changed. It's time for something to work. That's it. Okay. Let's move on to our Maaseh Shehayah, which is brought down by Ravadi Yosef and the Sefer Yabi Omer. Number two. This is the case which is spoken out in Beis Din. That happens. And let's analyze what the halacha will be in this case. Number two. Es shonim hisgalu sisuchim vein bale isha. 10 years we had solemn bias of machlokos between a man and a woman. Not lack of solemn bias. Backwards and forwards, not happily married. After those 10 years, they just lived separate lives. Ha'isha higisha tevia lamazonus ha'bas. So the woman came forward and said, "Look, he needs to support his daughter. Father, daughter. Okay, forget it. Daughter needs support. Gives money." V'ditim b'stak din v'tach m'beistin. So b'stak gave b'stak din. Yeah, you have to go ahead and support your daughter. But hayabalton v'chose v'ton. But the husband was constantly making a claim. Ashlo nosin l'liwes is a bas l'fkishimim. But they're not letting me meet with my own daughter and see her. It's not fair. So based in Hizmin Allah Vesabas, so the Basin called in the daughter. Vitsiru Basin, and this is the statement she made in front of Basin, the daughter. Ani Misarebet Livdash im Abi. I refuse to have a meeting with my father. And that's it, I'm refusing.
How old is this daughter?
What?
She's a katana or she's a...
Don't know.
Why?
She's under the age of 15. She was.
Oh, she could be born later.
Ilaka.
Under the age of I?
She was under 15 for sure.
Uh-huh.
Ilaka, because of that statement from the daughter, Posak Beistin, L'akiv Etzbitsu Psakatin L'mazona Sayyogza. So they now said, okay, we're putting on hold the father's obligation to actually give support for his daughter.
Holy, that is it.
So now it came to the Beis Din HaGadol to try and override the lower court. Comes to the Supreme Court. The Beis Din HaGadol. The woman's making now a claim. We want to force the father to give mizonos. Nothing to do, it shouldn't be toli b'chlal on him meeting the daughter, not meeting him. Even doesn't meet the daughter, he's b'choy to give mezonos. That's their claim. In the Supreme Court, called the Beis Din HaGadol. Now, we ask you a general knowledge question. What's the halacha? Does a father have to give support to his daughter?
She's a katana, perhaps, or she's a bas mitzvah. That's a son, is at the age of 6. If they get divorced, then he's got to give mezonos.
So, good statement that has very good, valid statements from Eric. He says, well, nowadays you have to go until the normal age of society expects you to support.
Halachically, really?
Well, that is a saw that comes out from Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's definitely true. Rav Moshe Feinstein does say that in one of his truths. But let's look at the pure halacha of Shulchan Aruch and go from there. Number three. Chayiv Adam Lezon Bonov Ubenosov Ache Bnei Shesh. Daughters and sons is the chayiv is to support them till six. Even though they have some money, these children, because they got from their grandparents. From six onwards, then, up to six is deraisa. Is from six until they become bas or bar mitzvah. Bimlo rotza, and if he doesn't want to, machlizim alav b'sibo, we can't force him. If he doesn't want to, we can't force him. What we can do is we can make public statements and say, "Haihu pochus ma'of tomei shuzon evrofi." He's worse than a non-kosher bird. At least a non-kosher bird feeds their children. You're worse than that. We ain't coping. We can't force him. When can't we force him? When he hasn't got necessarily enough funds. If he's got plenty of money and he's got plenty of ways of giving stocker, we force him to use that stocker and take his money out to give to Bakocha. To his children, Mishum Stoker. Mazon Mosa Achigto, and force him to Abbas and Bar Mitzvah. So, what's the bottom line called in Shulchan Aruch? Until what age do you have to pay, whether you like it or not?
Six.
After six, we just make your life miserable if you don't pay. But we can't force you to pay. Unless you happen to be a wealthy person. Where we're forcing you to pay, not because of the chiyuv of mezonos, but because of the because we've got a chiyuv stoker, which is directing where that stoker has to go to your children. Until they become bar mitzvah. Now, what about after bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch says, even with he's got plenty of money and stoker, we still only do it until. Bar mitzvah. So, what's going to be in our case? What does the law say a person has to support his children to? What does the secular law say?
I don't know. Yeah?
Until 18.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have to support as long as it's a minor?
I'm surprised we say the law either.
Huh?
I don't know.
Secular law says until 18, if I remember last.
Okay.
Check it up again. Now, we've got a girl in this case who's over bas mitzvah but under 15. She's under 15. But she's over bas mitzvah. What's going to be the pesach of Beis Din in such a scenario? Does the father have to give mezonos or does not have to give mezonos?
Because of Dina Malchus.
Dina Malchus says he does. Halacha says there's no source for that after bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah at all. So does he have to give or not?
Yes.
Why?
Master from the first place thing. The fact that they were deprived him is only because of the separate situation here. She doesn't want to speak to him, saying, "Oh, maybe things are different then. Now we've got to go to the Supreme Court and see the."
So maybe they're wrong. Now, a junior court, and maybe they got it all wrong. Now we're in the senior court. And now we're in the Supreme Court over here. And we have. Dayanim Chashuvim. Maybe the junior court also. But we have to analyze it first. What, according to the facts on I laid down for you, which may be missing all the facts, which I naturally do sometimes, according to the present facts, what would you say? Should there be Pesach? Does or not?
Does.
Why? Under what concept? Firstly, is it Hanar to the king? Is it actually money that you're forcing to give to the state or to another personal individual? What are you doing? That's the image. Okay, so we have to first go with the Ramah. It says, laws of dinner are binding even if it's locked in actual pockets of the state, even if it's something else. Okay. But then it's only binding if it's Tikkun Medina. Is it Tikkun Medina or not Tikkun Medina?
Yes, or it's Tikkun Medina, because otherwise it would be in the street.
Okay. So let us analyze what the word Tikkun Medina means. Let us go back to the Rashba, which is the source of all this halach. Says number four. Loshen dinner machlis dinner. Dinner machlis is a dinner mera al zavar l'shem mechukki hamachlis. Dinner machlis are things which are called state law. Last is paper. Arts, they want to do it in their land. Kagon. And now the Rashba is giving examples which I never said the examples before, and now bringing them in for you to understand what the definition of state law, which is the Malkus Dinner, in the eyes of the Rashba. Could go. Listen very careful to his examples. The Sum Akkoy is Lichterstadt. Set up courts to write documents, financial documents for people. Chain Lichos, Elonus, Lissoga, Naras, Lassos, Yarim. To cut down trees, to make rivers, or to make lassos yarim, is cities, ships, v'chein, and similarly, lassos chukim ba'atso, to make up laws in his country, kedei shelo yovu ha'am ledei ha'chosha v'katotus, and make laws in his country to make sure his people don't come to a situation where there is
argument.
Friction. Yeah, very good word. Friction. Now, so he's giving now the definition of laws which are binding. They have to come under the category of helping the states run in a physical way, building roads, building cities, building everything like that, and making laws between individuals that if you didn't, there will be friction between society, friction in society. So, therefore, we've got now extra words called friction in society to see whether these laws, without them, would there be friction?
Be lots of friction by Yerusha.
Do they be friction or they not be friction? So, the question is, what does friction in society mean? Does it mean everything? There's lots of people who have lots of opinions about lots of subjects who have got nothing to do with them. And therefore, you're always going to have an idea of what I think, even though it's got nothing to do with you. So I don't think that's an accurate enough definition. So to help us out here, let's go back to the source of all our investigation here, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself. So how do we measure whether this law...
No, litigation is a result of having laws.
Litigation.
When you don't have laws, there's no litigation. It's just a gunfight in the street.
So let's go back to Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, that's all, to help us go a bit further in saying what exactly is friction? What causes friction? Says Rav Moshe. Number five, Nira Devadai, up the soap and the Dinmachazina Bechol Dover. Even the opinion says it applies everywhere, Dinmachazina. Hainu, that is though, the Dine Kinyonim, anything which to do with how you make transactions. Tashlumi Avos, tell you how to, what's the way of paying up debts and how, when debts are due, Nochosim, from your assets. Shuchosorin the Malchus, because then, if you didn't have this law, it will definitely be detrimental to the state. Shechaluki dinim, if there be different ideas, if there be different laws, ben inchi linchi. If there'll be a set of group of people who have certain laws, and another group of people who have different laws, on these subjects, it will definitely be a chesoron to the state. Why? Shemizeh esher lebol izeh kinah v'tachrus. Ah, see, that's another word. Because if everyone has this is in our group, we have these laws, and you have, in your group, you have different laws. On the same subject, it will come to kinah. What's kinah? Jealousy, v'tachrus, v'meribus. Jealousy, and unfairness, and meribus. Arguments between each other. So what causes, what's the source of the friction?
Different standards.
Different standards, that by having this standards it will cause jealousy. And jealousy will lead to friction and machlokes. Okay? So the words we've asked now, bowled down to a thing, is this, without this law, will there be jealousy? I'll tell you laws now where there's no jealousy if you don't have them, and therefore din machlokes din is not binding. But when we're out the din machlokes din, we're out the law, it will not have jealousy. Kagon b'Yerusha sabas imaben. The fact you have a law that says halacha says. A daughter doesn't inherit with a son, and the secular law wants to say a daughter does inherit a son, or the wife inherits. Yeah, those are those. She ain't there in your Medina Kolkach, where this is not really a topic that's relevant to the state. Why? The harbor inchi Moshin Baritzon. There's many people who can and dish out their inheritance, not like secular law, according to what they want, which is recognized as secular law. You can do what you like. Secular law recognizes in Yerusha that really you don't have to follow what we say. You can do what you like if you do your own process beforehand. And you don't have, well, this is this advice for us. We're telling you, if defaults. But you can do what you like. Meaning that it doesn't have to be a uniform that everyone has to follow the same thing. You can do what you like. If so, that law is not a law which is coming to stop jealousy and machlokas, because jealousy is only when, hey, you've got differences to mine. That's not fair. That's different. Not right. Well, in Yerusha, look, and no one cares. You get over here, the daughter gets sometimes, and then again, the daughter gets nothing. Even without halacha, people can do that. Therefore, Yerusha is a classic example, says Rav Moshe, where the Yerusha law is irrelevant.
What? Not anymore? If there's a will?
There's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, if there's a will, it's very hard to undo a will.
You don't undo a will, and the only way you can undo a will secularly, which is what the only way they do in secular courts, which we're talking about, Eric, is you say the guy was either manipulated to write what he did, or he was insane at the time he wrote it. That's the way they get round but they can't get round the will and say it's just not valid, it's just not fair. There's no such thing in secular law that does it. To break the will in secular law is to say the guy who signed it done it under duress, or he was mad. That's how they do it. But secular law, till this day, recognizes the fact that you can decide how to dish up, and there's no uniform standards. Just as nothing happens, this is what we tell you. It says Rav Moshe, that your law, what I have to say, if nothing happens, it will tell you, is not dinner marks of dinner, because there's not a law that's coming to rectify jealousy problems. There's no jealousy problems over here. Therefore, ignore your laws. Now, let me therefore, based on that of understanding now, what do you say about the law that says you have to support your children until the age of 18?
So that would seem binding, because there, the secular law is not saying every parent decide for themselves if you want to support, don't want to support. They're saying we've got a uniform standard, everyone must support. So that seems very different than the case.
Is it a uniform standard law? And you, this is what you have to do, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, there'd be jealousy if you can and you don't have to. There'll be problems of jealousy or not. Yours, totally say.
I mean, I acknowledge that every family's looked at with different amounts. You know, a wealthy family's going to pay more than a poor family, but there's a uniformity in the sense that everyone has to pay.
So totally says, yeah, this is different from Yerusha law. This is a law that's coming. The Mazonus law is coming to avoid jealousy between different groups, have different standards. That's what Tully said. Anyone disagree?
I would say another reason that it's different is because the society is not worried about what can happen with girls. This is the word about a girl or a child that doesn't have anything to care for them. They have parents that are capable of caring for them, and why should the government, why should everybody, all the taxpayers have to care for them from a systematic way? So there's a societal benefit that children who are not capable of caring for themselves are cared for by their parents.
So there seems to be a unanimous decision over here. No?
Society couldn't care less. If kids are starving everywhere, all of a sudden they're
Of course they would, because they'll be on the streets, they'll commit crimes, they'll...
Not this one.
Those are the ones that are not being supported by their parents.
So now all of a sudden they get split, and now you got to support the kid when the father's been a jerk all his life and ran away.
I think that...
So let's see what the Mishnah Halachas. Rav Klein, that's out. Right, Moshe Kotzen Klein. Right.
Borough Park.
Originally from, not originally from Borough Park, but he ended up in Borough Park. With Signet. So he writes like this: Masha Rotzeloma, the Mechuki Abedina Soch Lafanes Es Bonov. That the state law says you have to support your children. In Cain, Harry, Bechlau, did not have dinner. What's the dinner? What's the dinner? The Fianis Dati Hadova Poshut She'ein Betaina Zu Mamish. It's clear and obviously clear to me that it is absolutely not true. She'af Abisha Kaiman on dinner. Of course, we pass the dinner on dinner. The whole Devorim and every subject, Haina Dabgil Inin Min Hagan Shamishbet Sabalochim. That's only if it fits in to the, this is state law. Avo bedin shabein odom lachavero peshita peshita delo zimkein the botlas called dinner terah chas v'shalom. He says a halachic statement without explaining it. One thing he does says it's obvious, so obvious I don't understand. Especially after hearing all the my yedidim tonight say. This is state law. This is uniform. This is society wants it. So why is it obviously not? So,
I mean, this is clearly not going like Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe says
Marivos. It's clearly not like Rav Moshe saying.
Yeah.
Why? Because Rav Moshe
says Marivos. That's been a long time. Yeah.
Okay. He's going Rav Moshe. The whole tomorrow. You say the Nachzim B'chotavon, but not here. Not here. Why? Because this is not state law. This is legislative law, not binding. Definition we said, because it's not Tikkun Medina. Not, well, Rav Moshe said, because it's not jealousy. What do you mean? You just told me it's all jealousy will happen after this. The whole society want this.
Transactions is
not Tikkun Medina. But not Tikkun Medina, you can. It's called Tikkun Medina, commerce. Yeah, what's bidolo chaver? That means not society. But there's some laws which concern individuals, which are society laws. We define that as being without it there'd be chaos, or without it there'd be machlokas, there'd be jealousy. Right? Doesn't fit with my yizitim around the table. So Let us see another statement from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And maybe we'll get clarity, all the opposites. Says Rav Moshe, number 5 Gimel. So, B'dinan Shabain Ish Le'ishto, when it talks about laws concerning how man and wife have to relate to each other, Gam Kain Ein Inyan Le'dinah, got nothing to do with the state. V'yochol kol mishpacha l'znaheg k'rat sonu, every family can rule their roost according to whatever they want to do. It's got nothing to do with the king. It's got nothing to do with state law, society law. That's what the Ramah meant when it says it applies to everything, but not everything. Not Yerusha. Why? Because this is to do with families. Families is off limits for law to get involved and to say how it should be run at all.
So what does that mean?
So now,
family according to how they work, does that mean their family is in agreement? Or even when the family's not in agreement? What does it mean? According to what the husband wants, even if everybody else is totally against it? Does it mean if a husband beats the wife, it's no one's business?
Yeah, the halacha is against beating as well. So that is it. Not allowed to hit your wife. That's the solo. That also doesn't work. Especially when it's rolling
pin. Okay.
Now, I have now an even more confusing situation than I had before. And let me explain why. Because what Moshe now is saying, anything to do with laws which wants to tell you how families should run, that's also got nothing to do with states, and it's got nothing to do with Tikkun Medina, and therefore they're not binding at all. Which means, you want to tell me how do they inherit, you can't tell me how they how to give over their money to the families from one family to another. It means that if you want to tell me how much money the father should give to his children, you can't tell me how much father gives money to his children at all. Which means, Rav Moshe is also saying the same as the Menashe HaKotan Klein, that Mazonus law, that's to do with families. How much money is going to go out from where they're. So therefore it's also not applicable. So Simon Moshe Feinstein, Haskins, family law, nothing to do with state, nothing to do with Tikkun Medina. Why? Why? And the answer is, Shmuel's about to say, in this, using the logic of Rav Moshe himself, is... Yeah. And because it's acceptable that each family sets their own rules. You have certain rules in your family and how you run a family. I'm not going to be jealous how you do it. I have my status, I have your thing, you have different status. Therefore, how I dish out my family and my finances within my family is not going to cause any marivas between families themselves, between different populations. It's not the individuals that we're worried about. We're worried about that there's a whole set of group of people having different laws from the other. Will it create problems? When it comes to family law, it will not create problems because it's understood every family runs it differently. So if so, we've got now a very clear definition of what exactly is state law and what which works and legislative law. Legislative is when you make laws which society don't care if it's separate in a different group. If a different group has a different set of rules, society won't care. Won't care. So if so, then Dinamachus doesn't apply. So society doesn't care that there's a whole group of Jews who have a set rules of how to work within their families, how the family structure works. It doesn't care. As long as they've got certain rules, it doesn't care. They care that the rules should, there are certain rules. But as long as you've got some rules, it doesn't have to be the same as us. It's not going to be jealous if you have different rules. So therefore, Dinamachusina doesn't apply. So it doesn't apply in Yerusha. It doesn't apply in Mazonas. It doesn't apply in any of these subjects at all. And therefore, there's no Dinamachusina. So now, we have one problem left. And what's that problem? What's the problem we've got now left? Why? Because Rav Moshe said, what's the problem? He says in two places, halachas of psak which seem contradict to his own principles. He says, a woman makes a will, it's binding, dinner machlus and dinner. Well, that's got nothing to do with state. And he also says, in Portland, Oregon, he says, I'm the suffix. I don't know whether them forcing him to pay mezonos to his wife, is it dinner machlus and dinner not? I'm not sure. What do you mean? These are laws which are to try to get involved in how a family lives their life. If so, it's possible there's no dinner machlus and dinner. So why is Ramosha say, wills, is dinner machlus and dinner? Why does he say, don't know by Portland organ? Both cases you say, definitely not. If you're telling me Mazonas is not, you're telling me Yerushal laws are not, in those two cases of wills and Mazonas to your wife, also should be not. Why? In one case you say, you saw it does, and the other is misupping. That is the problem which we have now at this moment, which we have to raise. Yes?
Maybe one is dealing with families that are still together. So families are still together, we're not going to interfere. Different families have different standards, they work out their own disputes and their own disagreements, their own questions. But when a family has separated, either through death or through a divorce, then, in a hanami, that's beneficial to society, that does affect other people, and then we come in and defer to the kingdom of sin.
Okay. I'm willing to accept that when respect to, do you have to support your wife when you're separated? What about mezonos to your children? Even when you're together, what's going to be? If I don't give them food after 30?
Can you explain the reasoning behind there's no reason to dinner after the dinner for Yerusha? Because it's acceptable anyway for everyone to make up their own Yerusha.
Who's acceptable? Yeah, acceptable.
Have
their own rules.
There's no laws against it.
Yes.
But in this case, it's not the same thing.
In which case?
In the case of supporting children. That may not be the case at all. It's not acceptable not to support the children. Everybody is expected to support their children. When people don't start supporting children, it changes the whole way society goes.
Yeah, but all these cases contradict halacha. Halacha has a view, and it has an opinion. It says it's halacha, and now the dinner machlus dinner wants to say, no, more than 13, you have to give money. After 13, you do have to give money to your children. That's what the dinner machlus dinner wants to say. That's connected halacha, in its pure form.
Maybe Rav Moshe is afraid that
you're thinking good, Baruch. Thinking good. Good. So let us see a fascinating tshuva or letter that was sent to Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. This letter was in fact sent to Rabbi Yashiv from three big rabbonim in America. In the year, which year was it? It was Tov Shin Nunches. So it was from the Badi Ashulchan, the Rav Lenderson, what? Yes, Nifter. Harav Lenderson, Rav based in Avonsi, and Rav Mordechai Willig, which you may recognize the name, Ruskan Rosh, based in of America. They all sent a pressing letter to Rav Yashiv with the following shaila. Yesh chok be New York v'tofshin nun beis. There was a new law brought in to New York in the year tofshin nun beis. Shofet adon b'chalukas haruchush. When the judge, when he's deciding to split up the monetary money, the assets of the marriage, sheikach b'cheshvan, that in the way he should split up, he should take into mind and consideration as uftas ha'yisa echos mebnei azuk me'ugan ekev sirif hasad v'sheni lo seis lo a couple get. You should take into cheshbon how to dish up the assets, whether one side is manipulating the other by not giving a get or not receiving get, meaning both the man and the wife make it be manipulated. Generally, it's the woman that's manipulated, but sometimes the man is manipulated. Hitzel Kanasis, he can place fines and give a portion of the assets to the other side who's been persecuted because of the lack of a get being given or received. And that's the law in New York. Yesh chashash get musa. Because of that law, we've got now a problem that even if a get is given, maybe it's not valid. Maybe it's a forced get under the threat of losing your assets. That was the pressing shaila which was sent to to Yashiv. What's going to be with this law? So the Rabbon in America say, we've got a suggestion. We want to know whether Yashiv agrees to this suggestion. What's the suggestion? That's basic. V'achadin oruch, helu kama hatzos, we want to come up with some ideas. Asmach shutz Egus Moshe, based on this Egus Moshe in Portland, Oregon, the Moshe of Portland, Oregon. Motzi b'zeh letaken es nusach ha'chuk, we can change slightly the wording of the law. Bofen sha'boru shesamchus ha'shofetz, where we change the power of the judge. That's limited. Lepitzu hamu'ugan of v'hafseidim niyas revochim, that he can only award money, extra money, to the party being manipulated or persecuted by the other one, to the amount of money they're losing by being married in this fashion. Married without a get. But lokanosos, not stomach penalty, but they should work out you're still married? And because you're married, yeah, you have these expenses in this fashion because you're separated. Okay, we're giving more money to you to cover those extra expenses because the husband is causing these extra expenses. Which is basically Mizonis. Mizonis! Yeah? But the zonas, which the chok is machai view, according to how they feel that you deserve because of your status. Maybe that should help because of the Moshe, important organ, who says maybe the master still works. Avayesh le'ayin, humakar hasad, begs Moshe. But what's the sad that it should work? Why does Ramosha consider it being a dinner machos a dinner for a court to say you how much money you get? Mizonis. So mavata love. I'll show it. Yesh v'zedim machos a dinner. Why is it? Hari klau hu shabedin odom v'im ba'shei balatim. That's a law of mizonos. Is a law of the family law. A family law. What does Ramosha himself say by family law? Is it dinner machos a dinner?
No.
No. So why is this Ramosha considering it is? If he is, then we've got a way of adding something to this New York law to follow this path and make it dinner machos dinner, that they can say how much mezonos. But if you hold mezonos is never a dinner machos dinner, then it won't work. So what's the side that Rav Moshe holds that it is a dinner machos dinner, maybe in Portland, Oregon, and therefore can we use it over here? I don't know. What's the side? So they continue with their letter, and they said, we've got a suggestion of what the reasoning why it is dinner malchus dinner. Why it's family law, it shouldn't be. Mizonos family, it shouldn't be. We've got a way of explaining how it can be. And we want to know whether Yashiv agrees to this. Achnira, number 7. Tvam Shehein Tikkimantin. You know what? Because Mizonos being decided by the judge is Tikkun Medina. It is Tikkun Medina. Yeshu de Melchizedek. Mekivan Shah, why? This is very much like what Baruch and Matzah said a couple of times. Mekivan Shah, period bein ish for isha, near nofetz bedoris halu. Since it's common, unfortunately, for husband and wife, marriages not to last too long. In many cases, one of them, and often it's the wife, who doesn't have ways of supporting herself in such cases. Is a tikkun medina to force that husband to give mizonos. As wise, the country would be full of these women who have no support. And then the state will have to pay money out of its coffers to support these loads of these women. To save the state money, they say, there's a law, you have to support your wife.
Sure.
So the logic they're saying is that you're right. Family law is law generally is not a domain for dinner malchus for dinner. However, mezonos to your wife, the doris halu, things have changed. What's changed? There's tons of them out there. They've flooded the market, unfortunately. And if so, without dealing with the crisis of marriage breakups nowadays, it will be a burden on the state. And therefore is nowadays a tikkun medina for this particular issue, for mezonos to be decided by the law that you have to pay. In the old days it wasn't. Nowadays it is. So that's why I'm saying that to change the law, that they can't come up with a figure, they have to come up with a figure that is relevant to the actual situation over here. Oh, she's lost this amount of money, she needs this amount of money, this is how many she needs to live. Okay, that's a figure we have to do. Can't give a knas, that's how they say. Not stomach penalty, whatever they like, but something that is real to their status where they are. If so, then what's going to be with mezonos to your children?
Opposite. People are living longer today, they're dying later, and therefore the... Just like you can see the change here, where it's...
Well, you have the same problem, well, not the same problem. If you don't have a law that says you have to give your food to your children, then we'll have hundreds and thousands of these children now on the state coffers. What? Or even 13.
What's about support for the divorced kid or Yerusha?
What? Not Yerusha. Support to the kids, the divorce kids.
Yes, same
Torah. Same Torah. Okay. So what did Rabbi Yashiv answer? Rabbi Yashiv says, good. Good idea. Makes sense. Or did he say, still not good enough? We'll see Rabbi Yashiv's answer, and that will be it tonight, because we're going over the time. We're resolving most things with Rabbi Yashiv's answer. Number 8. We only missed one Maravokum, no? Number 8. Says Rabbi Yashiv, hey, Rabbi Yashiv wrote back, you didn't read Rabbi Moshe's tshuva properly. Because Rabbi Moshe gave up a sack at the end of that Portland, Oregon, that it was valid.
Now what was valid?
That it's not a force get, it's a kosher get. Why did Rav Moshe Paskin like that? At the beginning he was mesupik. Why did he say at the end it's good? Says Rav Yashiv, because he's, look at Rav Moshe, and we'll see it inside. And this was the information I was keeping back for you from that case. Eric would like this. Says Rav Moshe, of the zoo in Portland, Oregon. Shema Sharotzilis Garish. What was the reason why she wanted to divorce? What's the reason? She doesn't some want to be with him, then Enochanami, there's no halachic chiv to give mezonos because she's rebelling. I don't like you anymore. That's it. She's rebelling, not entitled to mezonos. But here, what's the reason why she wanted to divorce? Mishum, Shehiske. Because her husband insisted that his brother, old brother, who's a shota, would have to sleep in the same room as them. And that creates an issa for them to have relationships together because there's another person in the room, even if it's a shofet. Seriously. Nipsa shuhu marit. So it ends up the husband is rebelling against his wife because he's got this obligation to give his wife, and now he's forcing a situation where he can't give it. In such a case, he's mechoyev to divorce. And Mela, the Gershon chayv, and Zonah says, therefore, until the Gershon abadze, he's chayv to support her because he's the problem, not she. Therefore, the get was a good get because she's entitled to her mazonis, even according to halacha, because he's the rebellious one.
It's because even it was Moussa would be kosher.
Because he's the he's the rebellious one, and therefore she's entitled to the mazonis because he's holding back an obligation which he's mechuyev to give. You can't say like. You can't say the get's kosher by courts because the halacha is even when it's entitled to get a get and be forced to get, it has to be forced by Beis Din. It's forced by the courts, it's a possible get. But what the courts are doing in that case, not forcing a get, they're just forcing him to support, which is her money because he's rebellious. And the Mela, if he wants to get out of giving money which is due to her, and he makes a deal. Let me off money which is due to you by giving a get. That's not called taking money out of his pocket. That means he's saving money by giving a get, and that's a deal. A deal to give a get is a kosher get. And that's how Ramosha punishes. That's the answer for the organ.
Memela,
says Rabbi Yashiv. This is the last word tonight. When you're asking me, can we rely on this Ramosha? It says, Din HaMalchus HaDin applies even when there's Mazonis law? And use it here for New York, says Rabbi Yashiv. Hine legaba hashela shona bichel istabech agon egus Moshe zatsa hamayim b'tzavav. If you look in Rabbi Moshe, yira shalemaisa lo hitza. Meister, he didn't use that logic to mutter the get.
You didn't need it.
Elamidizan the day shabao chayv mizonis. He just says, in my case, the husband is mechayv mizonis because he's rebellion. Minatin sheisha nisa mipashir ruchan zoksa miskumanis azay kosev mizonis. The Ein Zegat Moshe. The real reason why he said the get was good was nothing to do with Din Malchus HaDin. It's because of the reasoning that it's her money and it's forcing him to give her money. But nothing to do with Din Malchus HaDin applies by Mazonis. And therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, Din Malchus HaDin even nowadays does not apply by Mazonis.
It was
Moshe
nowadays. Then there was the worst part of 5%, but it was 50%.
Okay, you're saying maybe...
It was still pretty high back then.
But we see from Rabbi Yashiv's psak, even with this logic, that's saying, well, there's the hundreds of them, and they'll be out on the streets, and they'll be on the coppers of the Medina, and therefore it should be a dinner master of dinner because it helps the Medina save money. That's not good enough. At the end of the day, it's a topic between how to guide the status of families, how they live and interact with each other. There's no dinner machlokes for dinner, because even without it, there won't be machlokes in between groups. Maybe the government will lose a lot of money, but that's not good enough to be make it dinner machlokes for dinner. It has to be without the law. There's actually machlokes between different societies in the state. That doesn't happen. So there's no law by Mazonis. So therefore, what would Rabbi Yashiv say by the children? Keep supporting your child. What would he say? Not chayv. If he says Mazonis is not chayv, it's not good enough, sorry, it wouldn't be chayv. Bye. So here I leave you with a question. Look at the last Maramokum, the last loss. Nine. Rav Yosef says like this. The second one. Bismano chayv a'av lapanis is yodav ala gidshma. Nowadays, he's mechuyev to support his child until the age of 15. Because in the law at that time, that was the law at the time, 15. Lo yochu av lifto atatzu v'tainazu. Your father can't say, well, the halacha says only 13. No, the law says 15, you have to give 15. Where did I get this sense of Avad Yosef? I got this from former psakim from the Beis Din Agod himself. Harav Avadya Hadya, and Harav Yaakov Adas, and Harav Yosef Sholem Eliashiv. Rabbi Yashiv himself says that when it comes to supporting children up to age 15, that's the law. Hold on. I'll leave you here tonight with a question. Not with a question now, with a motion. We know what motion. We've answered what motion's question.
We didn't answer how we gave the gift.
All right, the will. The last thing is the will. Okay. We'll leave now with Rabbi Yashiv. In one case, Rabbi Yashiv says, telling a law, tell me how much money to give your wife. Ah, not till the Machlis of dinner. It's family, nothing to do with the dinner. And it comes to say, how much money you give your children? Oh, law says 15. You have to give 15. Chora, stira in Rabbi Yashiv's pshat. Now we're going to answer Rabbi Yashiv. But what's clear tonight, in Portland, Oregon, it was a good guess. That's clear tonight. Clear tonight, dinner, Malchus, and dinner works on all subjects in the eyes of them all. We're never taking the dinner, which means that without it, there'll be machlokas between groups, not individuals. Always machlokas between us. We don't care about individuals. Groups. You have different law to me. If without that, there's no machlokas, you can have different law, then there's no dinner, Malchus, and dinner. Therefore, all family law, there's no dinner, Malchus, and dinner. Unless you want to say nowadays, there's an extra smora that says, well, there's going to be burden on state coppers. That Moshe may be contemplated, and that's what the Rabbanan Merkel suggested. Maybe you can help you all, but Rabbi Yashiv rejects it. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yashiv is saying, still, family law, which says how much you give your child, seems to be valid up to age of 15. How does Rabbi Yashiv fit in with his own club? Okay, have a very good Shabbos, and we'll have our last Shia this one next week.